Hello?
Yeah, this is Blake. Did you request a callback?
What store is this?
This is a third party. What are you calling in about?
Well, your store, my credit card was compromised in the last year about 15 times.
Oh,
And
God.
I got charges right here. That's why I've been dealing with my MasterCharge. And do you also have anything to do with Sharp Lifestyle Goods?
You'll just have to give me your information. If we billed you for anything, I'll have to pull it up. What's your zip code?
48912.
Okay. First and last
It's
name.
my last name is Wyrick, Wirick. I don't mean to do any harm to you guys or nothing.
Oh no, you're
I
fine.
just
I'll
want to.
pull it up. I'll pull it up for you and let you know what's on the account.
Okay.
All right, and
And
verify
Howie
your
got,
address.
I live at 2825 Lansing, Lansing, Michigan. 48912.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a Iron smartwatch and Icon mini pod. Have you signed up for that?
I don't even know what this company is. I've been working with MasterCharge, and they can't call you and ask you what kind of store this is that my card was used. And so they asked me to, so they can just, this is in the last 6 months. My card has been used over five times.
That's horrible.
It is horrible. That's why I said
Oh
it's
my
no harm to
God.
you. We're just like, well, you were, this was in California, right? And they've been in Canada.
Oh my God.
They've been all over the United States. And my God, I'm 79 years old. And porn shops, and you name it. And it's like, oh God, I hope my sons see this when I die. They'll look through and like, wow, what was mom doing? You know, kind of
I know
deal.
exactly. Yeah. Say that
And
was
it's
not
not,
me. I didn't do it.
you know, the charges are never big. Like one of them was a top consumer marketplace, $5.95. A Sharp Lifestyle Goods, $14.95. Best Choice Products, $5.95.
Now that's from our company.
And what kind of company are you?
This is just a third party. Whoever compromised your card, they just went online and signed you up for a watch and some mini pods.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it looks like someone called in on your account. I'm assuming it was maybe your card holder. It looks like they blacklisted it so they couldn't use it again and they refunded you $59.95 and
Yeah,
$59.95.
yeah, yeah. Like I said, every month I just get a new MasterCharge card every month.
That is, you should
And
not have to
you
do
know
that.
what? I don't even use my card. I go to Sam's. That's the only place I use that card, is at Sam's. Now I can't go into Sam's till I get a new car,
Oh
new
my
card.
God.
Yeah, they sell gas here in Michigan cheaper, and you know what a Sam's store is.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
don't,
I go in there too.
yeah. So, they're really great about it. But they, today when I was finally talking to the right person, she said if you could call and just ask us what kind of, store this is that, they could, look into it. And, I don't know how this affects you guys. I don't know if anything does it.
I mean, yeah, if someone calls in and says, like you said, that it's fraud or, that you didn't sign up for it, then that's why they went ahead and refunded the $59.95 for you for times two. And then what they do is they blacklist the account. So So that means whoever tried to use your card, they won't be able to use it again with our company.
Yeah, and then Dummy Linda has to, you know, I don't even shop online. I don't know how anybody gets my numbers because, like I said, I'm 79 years old. I do not shop online at all. I barely shop. I hate shopping. And nice. I do. I hate shopping. I go to, you know why I go to Sam's? I'm a widow. I live alone with a dog. I've been locked down here in Michigan over a year with COVID. So on Sundays afternoons, I walk down to Sam's and go through the store and end up buying ice cream or something. And that's it. So I don't know. So
I don't blame you. I shop there too, so I know how it is.
Yeah. Then they have to send me a new one, and then next month they get a bill, and I just can't figure out who this is or how they're getting it.
I know, and how they're getting it. I know.
I don't know. There's just some, and this is the first time California. It's been in Canada. It's been in Florida. I don't even know anybody who has a credit card compromised. Why me? You know, I don't know.
Oh, baby, you'd be so, look, everybody calls in and their card has been compromised.
Really?
Yes, we get a lot of it.
It must be just some kind of a ring going on with the group of people that are doing this. So
probably so. They're just teaming up, going together, stealing people's information.
Yeah. And now you said what kind of store?
This is just the third party. So that means, like, just say if I got your information, I can go online to one of these websites and just sign up for whatever products I want and just put everything in your name.
Oh, okay.
That's what they mostly do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Sharp, Lifestyle, Good. Sometimes you don't even want to know what some of these places are.
You got that right.
Yeah, but see, MasterCharge can't do it. They can't call the number.
Oh,
they're barred from calling. You know, they refund my account, but it's up. You know, they just asked me if, you know, would you call and see. And I live in Lansing, Michigan, and, you know, it's never any place around here. Like I said, it's been in Canada, you know, Florida, all over. So now they've hit California. So, and you know, I think someone would look at their master charge and go, oh, God, these just piddly amounts. And, you know, they're never big amounts, you know, never big, just like this one is probably $30 or something altogether. It's not but you do that month after month, that adds up.
Oh, yeah, it adds up, yes.
Yeah, I'm not dumb enough to pay it, so I'm like.
You better not.
No. Well, thank you very much for your help, and check everything on your credit cards.
I definitely do.
Do you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Does anyone compromise yours?
No, I haven't had that happen to me yet.
Huh.
Let's hope it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, you know what to do.
You got that right.
Yeah, the credit card companies are very, very good about it. They're very kind about it. They do research it and do all of that, but I'm not the only one, they said, with these kind of charges. Because it's never very much, you know, maybe $35, $40, which I think is a lot of money. But that's because I'm old and frugal. So, but, well, have a pleasant evening. And, well, it's evening in Michigan, so have a good day today and tomorrow.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day as well the rest of the week.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.